I would never. That was not on my bingo card, that there was going to be a Bend It Like Beckham sequel.
I can't wait. It's finally happening. So the director says that she's...
Same director.
Wow. It's now, what, 23 years later? First came out in 2002. It had Keira Knightley and Parminda Nagra. Uh-huh. And she says that the director says that she's going to give them the script so that they can have a look at it. But she's sure that they'll want to come back. And obviously, it wouldn't be Bend It Like Beckham if David Beckham did make a little cameo appearance.
Sir, yes.
Please, sir. Oh, so I apologize. Please, sir. Sir, the David, great yes. sir. David sir? Beckham. Sir.
Yes.
Of course, he's a sir. You're not, but
Bro.
He is.
Yes.
Why is he sir?
Are you joking?
Anyway, we're talking about movies
this morning, and it begs the question. I want to know, because we've got Devil Wears Prada, the sequel.
Yes.
Coming out this year as well. So there's a couple of movies that were big at the time, and then Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan, and she came back with a new face that she bought for herself, so she looks even younger. So she looks 23 years ago, but I want to know.
Yeah.
Sequels.
So I wanted to ask you this, right?
Yeah.
Bend It Like Beckham 2, we're excited. But aren't you worried it's not as good as the
yes,
first one?
Yes, I always am when a sequel comes out. Because I'm like, going to disappoint me. It's not going to be as good. And you have this feeling that you're going to love it and your life's going to change afterwards. And then it doesn't. Mm. And then that sucks.
I get very worried about sequels, eh? Then you get sequels that nailed, like the Top Gun sequel. That was the best. Oh. That was actually better than the original. And the original was a cult phenomenon.
There's so many movies, actually, that the sequels were better.
Really?
Yeah. Rush. Speed.
Bad Boys 2.
Okay, what about the Terminator? Those were really good. They got better. The Mask got better. Jurassic Park.
Equalizer.
Hello, Equalizer.
Okay, I'm done.
John Wick.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
It gets better and better.
That's actually true, eh?
Yeah.
But for the longest time, we've always felt like, you know, make an original movie. Why are you doing a sequel? The sequel fails in comparison to... Well, look at, like, Matrix. The second one was terrible.
We didn't know what happened in the first one. We were still trying to figure that out. That's why it was terrible. We actually asked on our Facebook page, when was a sequel better than the original? And Ash says Terminator 2 and Aliens. And then
Ash is right.
Dale Aliens. Agreeing with Darren there saying Top Gun.
That Top Gun Maverick is just, it's absolutely amazing.
So sequels do get better sometimes than the original.
I think the exception. I think it's.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the rule.
No.
I think it's, well, I don't know. Shall we find out?
Yes.
Okay, when... Off the top of your head, was the sequel better than the original? Please let me know. 0617929495.
I like it. Listening to you guys every morning.
Good morning.
Grab your coffee, strap in, and get ready for a hilarious morning ride. East Coast Breakfast.
This started off as just a little... interesting piece of information Carmen gave
us. David Beckham's fan.
Yeah. Well, Bend It Like Beckham has a sequel, which is really, we're really excited. It was a great, great movie.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah. It's actually my favorite Keira Knightley movie, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Yeah. And now there's a sequel. Halala. But careful the sequel curse. Whenever has the sequel been better than the original?
Wayne Dunn. Darren from Wilkes.
That's Darren.
Yeah, it's got to be said. The Matrix just got better and better, man. The Matrix 1 was fantastic. 2 and 3 and 4 were outstanding. It's got to be said. You cannot doubt that.
No.
The Matrix got better with time, man.
Okay.
Darren, no.
Hey,
no. This thing is opinion based.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, Darren, yeah, good one. Thank you.
Okay, so on Facebook, Karen says Shrek 2 was better than the first one.
That's true. Okay. Which is the one where the gingerbread man's being tortured and he's like, eat me.
Probably the first one.
My big fat Greek wedding 2.
No.
It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible.
No.
Never
sorry.
No.
Sorry,
Francois. Okay.
Godfather 2.
It doesn't count. It was a trilogy.
Oh, but it's their opinion. It's okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Instant guess. Okay.
Okay.
Let's say good morning to Spoo from a PMB. Good morning, Spoo. Tell me, when was the sequel better than the original?
I think it was Die Hard. Die Hard. I've always loved those sequels.
Yeah.
Live Free, Die Hard, Good Day to Die Hard. Yeah. All of them, they kept on getting better and
Die
better.
Die with a Vengeance.
Yeah, with the Vengeance, the second one.
Yeah, he's right. The second, the first one was brilliant.
That was the best.
Nice one.
Even when I go on the plane, I just scroll for Die Hard. I love that. Thank you so much, Boo.
Nice. Got the eye. Nailed that one.
Let's say good morning to Camille from Hillcrest. Camille, tell us, when was a sequel better than the original?
Good morning. I'd have to say it was Sister Act 2 with Lauryn Hill. So they definitely improved on that one.
Did they?
I like the first original one, but
Lauren,
that's
I'm
a good
not gonna
one.
Lie, I
Thank
never
you.
Saw the second one. I didn't go. So how would I know?
Come on,
go watch it. Yeah,
you have to. Watch
Camille,
it.
Because you said so, I'm gonna go watch it. Okay.
Thanks, Camille.
Morning, guys. It's Denise here from Glenmore. I have quite a few sequels that are better than the original. Lord of the Rings trilogy, that was good. The Hobbits. That was also brilliant. Those ones are just brilliant for me. Thank you.
Respect. Nice. Okay. Well, apparently we're leaving out the trilogy rule. You're just saying the second one in the series is it better than the first? In actual fact, if you go to our website, we have compiled KZN's ultimate list. 100 sequels that beat the originals. Can you believe there's even 100?
Morning, guys. What do you think about Lord of the Rings? All three of them. Did you know that they were all filmed simultaneously? I only found that out the other day. It explains why it was released a year after each other, 2001, 2002, 2003. But yeah, those three bloody awesome movies.
East Coast Breakfast.